The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello and welcome, everyone. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. So, for today's practice theme, I wanted to invite us to consider the practice of metta, practice of cultivating kindness, loving kindness, warmth, goodwill, so many different ways to relate to and translate this lovely word from Pali, metta, M-E-T-T-A, to relate to it as generosity, to relate to it as generosity. This week, I'm subbing for Gil at the 7 a.m. sits. He's hiking and on vacation. So, and the theme I've chosen to explore in the morning to invite everybody's minds to swim in is the theme of generosity, which is a deep, deep practice. It's not just about giving material items, but it's a deep practice of letting go and cultivating an attitude of generosity, an attitude of letting go, relinquishing with goodwill. It's not letting go like, oh, I have to let go. You know, when you think of metta, for example, metta, oh, may you be well, may you be happy. You're letting go of your good wishes of this well-being. You don't want to keep it all for yourself, right? It's an act of generosity, this practice of metta. May you be safe. May you be well. You're blessing. You're generously wishing. You're generously offering. You're generously offering this goodwill for others. And also generously offering it for yourself, not to exclude ourselves. Generosity doesn't mean that you just give it to others and not to give it to yourself, but to also generously, oh, may I be happy. May this being who is me may be happy. May I appreciate the blessings of my life. May I rejoice in the blessings of my life. May I have well-being. So there's this sense of generosity that is part of metta. So that's what I'd like to invite us to explore tonight as we practice metta, this aspect of generously opening our heart and offering metta first to ourselves and then to others. Actually, maybe we'll start with the dear being, and then somewhere in the middle there, we bring ourselves in. Sometimes that's easier to do that. So. Let's begin. Let's get started with our formal practice. So landing in our chair, landing in our cushion. This chair, this cushion, offered, can we accept it? Can we land in it with accepting generosity, with graciousness? Ah, maybe even saying, thank you, chair. As if we were giving a little bow to the chair. Thank you for supporting me. Supporting my weight, dear cushion, dear chair. And relaxing, inviting the body to relax, to soften. Starting from our hands, softening. Keeping their weight off to the earth. Inviting our arms, our hands. Hands, wrists, lower arms, upper arms. To relax, soften. Our neck, shoulders, our face, our jaw. Inviting the chest, the upper back to soften, relax, and receive the breath. The lower abdomen, lower back too, giving their weight to the earth. Making space for the breath. Relaxing into the chair, cushion, their sit bones, their bottom on the cushion. Releasing the weight of the lower legs and feet onto the earth. just receiving this in-breath, this out-breath, in their entirety. Tilling the soil, inviting the mind to settle and arrive. As we receive each breath, receiving the gift of each breath in this body, in this moment. Can we invite ourselves to appreciate the breath, the life-giving breath? Soaking it in, relishing it as a gift of generosity. Offered to us, not taking it for granted. Not rushing for the next breath or trying to hold on any longer. Comes and goes. Gifts come and go. Relishing each comings and goings of this gift bestowed to us every minute. And as if we were giving ourselves a gift, just as the breath is offered as a gift, because generosity is a gift that we give others and we give ourselves. To bring to mind someone who's dear to us, someone who's easy, bringing them to our mind's eye. And as if we had a bag of gifts, generously giving them gift after gift, gifts of metta, gifts of goodwill. Blessing them with these wishes of goodwill. May you be safe, knowing that life is unsafe, or the world, human, being human, is not inherently safe. There are changes all the time. Anything can happen at any moment. And yet, I offer you a wish of safety. I generously, from my heart, wish may you be safe. Expressing my intention for your well-being as this wish, not hanging on to it, just sprinkling it, giving it freely. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May your life unfold with ease. Feeling the goodness of the generosity in our heart. With each wish of metta for this dear being. Now, if you like, can we allow ourselves to be seen through the eyes of this dear being with their eyes of generosity and let ourselves be the recipient of generosity? Can we accept their gifts of goodwill graciously, not to deflect, say, oh, I'm unworthy, I don't deserve. The kindest way to show up when someone offers generosity is to receive it graciously. Can we receive generous metta, goodwill, good wishes offered from our dear person, dear being? Open our heart and receive them graciously with gratitude, appreciatively. Imagining our mind's eye that they say to us, may you be safe. We let it land, may I be safe. Imagining they say, may you be happy. We open our hearts and let it land. Yes, may I be happy. Imagine them saying, may you be healthy. Ah, graciously receiving this gift. Yes, may this body, may I be healthy and strong. Imagine them wishing us ease. May you have ease in your life, receiving it. Yes, may I have ease. May my life unfold with ease. I wish that for myself too. So receiving with generosity, graciously offering it to yourself, this metta. Graciously receiving. Smilingly receiving. And offering, generously offering. This bottomless well of metta. The more you give yourself to your dear being, the more there is, the more goodwill gets generated, doesn't run out. feeling the abundance of your own heart. Showering yourself, showering your dear being with goodwill, friendliness, generously. May both of us be safe, etc., etc. Now, if you wish, you can shower not just your dear being and yourself, but others generously with your goodwill. It feels so good to be generous in this way. Maybe offering it to the Sangha. All these travelers who support you with their practice, with their showing up. Maybe bringing each being to mind, their face, their name. Wishing them well. And if imagery works for you, you're welcome to use images. Maybe you have a bag of seeds of metta. You're throwing, sowing all these seeds from this bottomless bag. Maybe it's flowers you're tossing. In the past, we've used the image of playfully, especially when it was hot, I guess, in the summer, showering them with cooling waters of metta. With a hose, playfully, whatever image works for you. Showering others with metta dust, like fairy dust, that touches their heart. Your wishes of goodwill. Friends, family, colleagues, people whom you don't know very well, neutral beings, maybe neighbors, people you see at the grocery store. And definitely let's include the person who mistakenly deleted happy hour from the calendar, IMC calendar tonight, showering them with metta. May this volunteer be well. Be happy. They've done their best. All human beings, just like us, just want to be happy, just want to do their best in this life. We all make mistakes. May they be well. May all beings, all of us humans, all beings be well. It is said that generosity and metta gladden the heart, free the heart. See if your heart is a little gladdened, more gladdened compared to when you arrived. It's a little lighter. It's just a little freer. Appreciating your own heart's abundance. And offering the merit, the goodness of your practice with generosity to all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice, everyone. Practicing metta as an act of generosity brings two beautiful practices together, and it's happy making. I feel happier and more at ease, my body, heart, and mind, compared to when we arrived. Being very, very tired tonight, I feel refreshed by the practice of metta's generosity. Would love to invite you for your reflections, for your questions, comments. Fred, please.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
So I had great difficulty at the very beginning reposing into the gratitude for being here, and I'm a little self-conscious about going back into this again, but this is what I'm experiencing. Just, you know, 7 weeks now into my ears ringing all the time, I'm just very, very uncomfortable, and it's really hard to feel the gratitude of sort of physical existence. And I did feel something shift slightly as I started to think of my beloved person, that it wasn't difficult to wish metta for them. And then it was entirely possible when I pictured that person then looking at me and knowing that she would wish with great urgency that I be safe and happy and well and at ease. So that was a really significant turn. I won't say it eradicated what I was feeling before, but it was different. And I appreciate that. And I guess I also want to ask you then, if you have a more advice of how to, when I'm physically overwrought and exhausted with this constant ringing, is there, do you have an advice about how I might try to step into the physical pleasure of existence, which I could tap kind of easily, before 7 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. First, really feeling for you, and I'm so sorry. It's challenging. Tinnitus is challenging. And as I hold with compassion what you're going through, I also celebrate with mudita what you just shared, this transition, noticing this shift, which is profound. This shift and just a little more lightness, not being in that state. So holding both of those, yes, it's challenging. And wow, notice this shift. It was possible to wish well, not to keep being in the state of overwrought, or you didn't say any of these, but like really, really challenged state. You know, there was possible to step out of that. Hooray, hallelujah, to offer metta for a dear being, and then see them offering it to you. Beautiful. Yay. This capacity. I celebrate what you're sharing. This is profound. I really want to highlight it. And so that is beautiful. Yay. Yay. Really leaning into that, leaning into the possibility, because that really opens up even more possibility of what is possible for you right now in this moment, in this heart and in this mind and in this body and with everything that's going on, that yes, it is possible. A little more freedom is possible right here, right now. Right?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. It was possible. Yay, it was experience. Yay. And
yeah, a surprise.
Yes, beautiful surprise, right? Yeah, I appreciate you smiling. Yeah. And these are mini nibbanas. These are mini moments of freedom. Freedom is like this, more freedom. There was more contraction and pain and being overwrought. And now there's the heart is opened. I've stepped out of myself wishing this person well. The ringing is still present, but there's less suffering in that moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you. One other thing I would say, so that really, I want to point that out just for you to see that yes, you are capable. It's here already. The freedom is here for you. And then in one more thing, all to say, also to add, the moments when there is exhaustion and overwrought. Well, yay, you already know. This practice of metta for the dear being helps you step out of yourself, out of this the prison-like feeling of this, so that you know that that's possible. And surprisingly, wow! And then wish well for me. And then there's just some lightness. The buzzing can still be there, but you can be above it. There is some level of transcendence. right? Yeah. And also sometimes it could be, so this is enough. Maybe I shouldn't even mention this next thing, but I'll say it. Sometimes it could also be skillful to turn your awareness, if you wanted to explore this other invitation also, turn your awareness to something that is pleasant in your body, because I'm willing to bet there is something that's feeling good. Maybe it's the, I don't know, the weight or the warmth of the hands or something just feels pleasant and warm or cool, or turn your attention to that. Not allow tinnitus to be the only game in town. I mean, as human beings, there's so many sensory informations that we receive, as you well know, every second. And perception can be selective. Select something else. Turn the channel.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, friend. Wayne, I see your hand.
I just want to thank everybody and thank you, Nikki, and the teachers at IMC. I am so grateful for the practices that you've given me and all of us. This has been the most difficult day I've had in a long time, and it was so helpful to just try and stay in touch with my body and think of giving, feeling compassion for these parents that were giving me hell. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for showing up, for being here, supporting yourself, and also knowing that you are a teacher right now in these very, very challenging times. Good heavens. In these very, very challenging times. Thank you for what you do for so many students, so many parents who, in your words, gave you hell today. And in this practice, sitting with opening your heart and holding them with compassion. That is... wow, I feel chills. If every teacher practiced in this way as you do, it would transform not only the lives of the teachers, but the students and parents. So thank you for doing this for everyone.
You know, I also feel a lot of, yesterday I did an hour and a half long men's retreat with James Beres and some other fellows that I've done once before. And that's very, very wonderful.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. Wonderful. Thanks, Wayne. And on YouTube, Richard says, thank you, Fred. A tender sharing. I'm living with tinnitus since 2 months ago and sending you metta for your difficulty. So thank you for sharing, Fred. And Richard and I trust many other people appreciate the shared common humanity of tinnitus and similar conditions that are ongoing. So, dear ones, the time has come for us to share with generosity our presence with each other in small groups. So I am going to create the small groups now. And as always, we start with 15 seconds of metta silently for each other. And then you can share as little or as much as you wish about your practice. Be kind, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. It's a tender sangha. Their rooms are created and now they are open. Enjoy.